I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now today's our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs, we find your questions that you've asked us, and we give you guys our advice. So this first one is from Tia. Hey besties, I'm one of four siblings and there has always been a bit of an inside joke between me and my younger siblings that Tess, the oldest, is my parents' favorite. This never really used to bother me, but last week my parents missed my team's final match after promising they would be there because Tess had a bad day and wanted to be picked up from school early. This really devastated me and kind of confirmed the long-running inside joke to be true. Any advice for getting over this? I'm 15 and don't really know how to talk about this to my parents.
Aww.
That is so sad.
That is really sad. Do you feel like I have a favorite, Tish?
No.
Do you know Deja got jealous the other day? Why? When we were filming Basically Besties downstairs, and remember when she was upstairs? She was jealous that we had the podcast together and said that you're my favorite.
What?
Yeah, and she's like, can I start? And was like then talking about, can I do my own podcast? And I was like, babe, you can just join Basically Besties. Like, this is your podcast too. Like, if you want to be on Basically Besties anytime, you can do it. Join our podcast. She's like, no, you're doing it with Ate, which is what Deja calls Tisha. But yeah, she got jealous because she thinks you're my favorite. Sad. I know. But I feel like, I don't know, parents, I personally don't feel like parents have favorite children, but some children need more attention at different age groups.
Like, I feel like with this, how she had a bad day, I just think of like all the mental breakdowns I had and you have to leave Deja to come support me because I'm literally bawling my eyes out. You know what I mean?
But
so I feel like I understand in that way.
Yeah. There would be – like if Deja had – what was it? A football game? Netball game?
I'm not sure.
Their finals match. And then if you were crying and you were having a breakdown, that to me is more important than a team match. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But – I can understand how then saying, like, I'm imagining if this was Deja's final match, I could see how Deja would get hurt by me not being there for her.
And if you came to me, I would feel bad that you'd miss Deja's thing. I feel like if you're the, you know, you're 15, your sibling is the eldest and she's still at school, you know, high school can be really hard. And I feel like Deja is like, just with our dynamic, like she wouldn't understand the things that I've been going through.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where the misconception is. Like, obviously you're going to feel hurt by your parents doing this and the inside joke and everything. But I feel like the best thing to do is, like, I'm sure they would have apologized. I hope they would have.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is be like, address the inside joke because clearly it hurts your feelings and it's not a joke, but understand that, you know, it's also something I think of is like it's your parents' first time living as well.
Yeah.
Like they don't know everything. They don't know how to be, do everything perfect.
I think as you get older as well, the relationships change too.
Mm.
So as an example for our family, you're an adult and we obviously have conversations where Deja cannot be involved. And sometimes there are moments where we feel closer because we talk about different topics, where Deja is 13 years old and so we're having conversations about something totally different.
Mm.
But as Deja gets older and more mature and starts experiencing different things, that's when, you know, it can we'll feel more connected. Yeah. And we'll feel more on the same kind of level.
Mm.
So maybe it's just, you know, you just need to get a bit older before you can feel like you're not the least favorite child.
Yeah. And you can I feel like you will understand where your parents were coming from.
Also on that, I feel like Tia, when you have children and when you have multiple children, you'll get how hard it is to show, it's not even showing the same amount of love. It's like having different relationships within the same household. It is quite challenging. But for me personally, I do not think parents have favorite kids.
Yeah. And I also think if you think about how much you love your mum, or let's say if you think about how much you love your friend and then you get another friend, you don't love that friend less.
Yeah.
The love is still the same.
Or a good example is when you have two dogs. Yes, you don't love one. Yeah.
The same. But I think the best thing for you to do would just tell your parents, say it really hurt that you guys didn't come. And I'm sure that they will explain themselves.
Yeah.
And also just tell them to stop with the joke.
Yeah.
And because, you know, sometimes
I think it's the siblings that are having the joke.
Oh.
Not the parents.
So I think the best thing to do is talk to your parents, tell them it upset you, and just try to look at it from an understanding.
Yeah, different perspective.
Yeah. Alrighty guys, well that is the end of the episode. If you ever have anything you want to ask us, please DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod and we might answer your question in our next Thursday episode. Alright, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.